Hiya, welcome back to another Shikaran Podcast. And in this podcast, we will be talking about what is the best armor you can have in the whole of the Skyrim game. Now, it starts off, I think you have to be level 36 for this, because it's some pretty high level armor. And you need to have the Dragonborn DLC. Now, if you don't have this, if you have the special edition, then you already have it. So just go to Solastheim, I think it's called. But if you have the normal Skyrim, I think you can download it. I'm not sure on that. But this is for the ones who have DLC or can install it. So you have to go to Solastheim and you have to go to the top of Solastheim. Well, I'd say the top. It's like northeast. And there's like a small island just in a bay of sorts. And you have to be level 36 or you cannot do it. They'll be still there, but it won't generate. So you go there, and there will be, I think, several pirates and a pirate chief. So just kill all of them. And one of them, I think the chief will have a treasure map on him. And there is a big chest. It's expert level chest, so you have to have pretty good lockpicking. But, you know, I think anyone can probably do it, you know, if you've got enough. So, and then if you unlock that, it will give you a piece of Deathbrand armor. Now, the Deathbrand armor is, I'm gonna get onto it later, but it is the best. It is the best. You can upgrade it, and I'm just gonna tell you everything it's got. So, basically, so you'll have a piece. I think it's the helmet, but it could be. I think it's auto generated what it'll be, but I think probably the helmet. But the map will tell you all the places where this armor is. But don't forget, where the armor is, it'll be a chest, but there'll also be some pirates near it, you know. So just, if you don't want to kill out, then don't do this quest. But, you know, it's worth it, definitely. But, basically, you will just need to go to all the chests, unlock them all, and you will get all the set of Deathbrand armor. Now, if you equipped all the set, bearing in mind, this is all light, so that's pretty sick. It's all light armor. If you wear all the pieces, you get a plus 100 to the armor. So it is Styrolim, you know, that that blue gem material. It's that. I don't know how to say it, I'm sorry. But it's that. And that has pretty high armor. So once you equip all that, it will give you what it all adds up to. You know, the helmet, the chest plate, the boots, you know, that stuff, the gauntlets. So that'll give you it, but since you all wear it, it gives you a plus 100 armor as well. So you might have a 250 armor rating. So that's really good. The helmet gives you water breathing, so you can go underwater and you breathe. The gauntlets, I believe, do either extra damage to one-handed or extra damage with two-handed. The boots give you extra, I think it's either the, what was it now, the boots or the, I think it's the boots that give you extra stamina. But each equipment of Deathbrand armor that's given, so let's say you've got all the Deathbrand, it'll give you, so each armor, sorry, each of, like, you know, each of the stuff, so like the gauntlets, the chest plate, the helmet, the boots, will give you an extra plus 10 carry weight. So that's really cool as well. So it's like that'd be 10, so you might only, you'll get like a plus 50 carry weight. So that's really cool as well. And I think the chest plate gives you a bonus of like 50 health, but it is worth it, 100%. But in one of those chests, you will need, there'll be a key. And again, don't quote me on this, but I don't know where it's called, but it'll say what it's for. But there's this tomb which you have to go in. It's where the pirate Deathbrand. It's pirate Deathbrand's tomb. So you unlock the door. The door is a master level, but I think this key unlocks it, or you can pick lock it. But because the reason it's a master is if you go inside, the guy, there's a dead man on the floor, and he says he's got a little journal. And he says that he's locked himself inside because of pirates, and those are the ones that you've killed on the way in. So he's already dead, though. And again, right, so when you enter, there will be two Skyrim, I don't know how you say it, I'm sorry, tombs. And one of them has just a skeleton, but you can mine it and you'll get some of the fragments. But then the other one, you have to mine it, so you need, for this quest bit, you need an ancient Nordic pickaxe. Now, you can go to a guy in Raven House. I've not gone to Souls Diamond Ages. But you do a quest for him, and then you get it, or you can pay 500 gold for it. But so that you can mine any other ore with it, but you can also mine Skyrim. Don't know how you say it, I'm sorry. So then you open the tomb with this, because it's covered in Skyrim. But you open, you can open any of them, but the main one you want to open upon entry is the right one. When you open that, you get through, and then you just walk down, and then there's a double door, and it says require key, and that's the key that you've got. So you unlock that, and then you open room to a hell of a lot of gold. I'm not even joking. I think there's like probably 1,800 gold pieces in there, all on the floor. And chests, so just loot everything there. Not even joking. It is the best. Then you come to another door, which is his tomb door, I think. And you, so there's a lot of ghosts you need to kill, including Deathbrand himself. Once you kill all of them, you get his, I think, first, how to activate the ghost goal. And then there's, like, there is a scimitar. You take that, that activates them all. You kill the main Deathbrand on him, loot him, I think. And it's Soul Render and another one. I'm not sure, don't quote me on this again, I don't know. Soul Render and another one. One does bonus damage to magic and one does bonus damage to health. So with the Deathbrand and those two swords, you are OP. Overpowered, that means, I'm sorry. But these only do the magic. So it takes down the magicka and the health. That only works if you've got the Deathbrand on, I think. Oh, no, you need one of, you need both of them, sorry, you need the both of the swords. Like, let's say I've got Soul Render, so the magical one, I don't know if it's the magical one or not, but if you have got that, it won't do it, but you need the other one for them both to activate, if you get what I mean. So, but yeah, it's definitely worth doing a quest at level 36 or higher. Yeah, you can upgrade them if you've got the shiny diamond stuff, I don't know what it's called. But you can definitely upgrade them. But I was talking to a friend and he says legendary Deidric armor is better. But I still need to figure that out. But I'd definitely say it's level 36. You know, I mean, legendary Deidric, you need a lot of stuff for that. And you need a high smithing. And this, you can just get a level 36 with nothing. You know, so I definitely prefer this Deathbrand. Because it's light armor, don't forget. And Deidric is heavy, so if you're a sneak guy, then take the Deathbrand, because it's light. But yeah, I think that's all it is. We're on 8 minutes 5, but no, I definitely suggest doing it. But yeah, I'd say that's it for now, but everyone have a good day, and yeah, I will see you in the next podcast, and bye.